Do you realize that in 17th century Amsterdam, a rich butcher could have afforded an original Rembrandt?
Or swapped him for a leg of lamb.
It's amazing.
What?
How art endures and appreciates more than anything else.
Yeah, you can always get another leg of lamb, but you can never get another Rembrandt.
Not necessarily. I bet you that there are hundreds of brilliant young artists just waiting to be discovered, just waiting to take their place among the greats.
You know, you're right. My cousin Fred once bought a painting for $20, and that artist now hangs in museums.
Talk about luck.
Not really, because Fred sold that painting at a yard sale.
He didn't.
He did. He reupholstered his couch and it clashed.
Oh, I can't think of anything more exciting than discovering a brilliant new artist.
Someone young and fresh whose career is about to take off. Allie, look at this.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yes, it is. $65? Who does this guy think he is?
It's ridiculous. Hang up your coats, wipe your feet, put your books in your room, and don't touch anything until you've washed your hands.
Is Grandma coming?
No, better.
Princess Di?
Betsy Carter.
Really? Who's Betsy Carter?
Friend of Kate's. Don't touch the wall. I just sponged it.
Why? Is she from the Board of Health?
No, she's a fashion editor from Italy, and she's in New York for a couple of days.
How come?
She's starting a fashion magazine. Isn't that exciting?
No.
Upstairs and change.
Why?
Because Betsy Carter is used to life at the top, and I don't want her to get the bends when she comes down to our level.
Am I being insulted?
No more than usual.
You don't look so good yourself, Mom.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Allie, guess who's here?
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Betsy. It's been years.
I normally dress better than this.
Well, you look great. I was so sorry to hear about Carl.
Who's Carl?
Your husband.
Oh, Charles, my ex-husband.
Right. I was sorry.
Oh, don't be. I'm not.
Hey, postmortem's later, you guys.
Let me get you something.
We've got a taxi cab unpacking out there.
I still think you should take me to a hotel.
Betsy's got a sublet in 4 days, and she has nowhere to go, and we've got that cot in the basement, and my room can fit, too. What do you say?
I begged her not to put you on the spot.
Oh, look, it's no problem. Really, I'd love you to stay. It'll give us a chance to get acquainted.
Yeah, best friend, meet best friend. Didn't I tell you she was great? Are the kids here?
Yeah, upstairs.
Hey, you guys, come here and give me a hand.
Well, I know it's not much compared to your palazzo.
Oh, relax. Palazzo's just Italian for no indoor plumbing.
What's Italian for five people sharing one bathroom?
Mamma mia.
You're a whole different person.
I'll say I am. She's Jenny. I'm Emma.
Emma!
And this is Chip, our masculine influence.
Ciao, guys.
Hi. Hey, you guys, can you help the cab driver out there?
Oh, sure.
So would you like a beer?
Oh, an American beer? God, yes.
Here, I'll get this. What do you have in here?
Italian shoes.
A whole suitcase full?
What else would you bring back from Rome?
Marcello Mastroianni.
He's in the trunk.
Betsy, I'm so happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be had.
To old friends.
With indoor plumbing. I forgot how great American beer is. You know, in Rome, I got used to drinking Chianti.
In New York, you get used to drinking plutonium.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
That time we got plastered in Venice.
Plastered in Venice?
Yes, and you went to Madrid to the bullfights with that
prince.
Bullfights in Madrid with a prince.
Oh, it was a little prince. Kate had a count.
Yes, only he turned out to be a no account.
And do you remember that time we got locked out of our pension in Milan?
Oh, we did that.
We did?
Yeah, you remember. I mean, it wasn't Venice, but it was the day I moved in and Kate forgot her keys and I didn't have any. And together we only had enough money for a horror movie and one hoagie sandwich.
And we had so much fun, we decided to do it every year like an anniversary.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're doing it next week.
Oh, that's great. When we got locked out, we flew to Paris for the weekend.
Oh. I've been to Paris.
Really?
Yeah, I got sick.
Betsy, the cab driver says you owe him $16.
Oh, what's that in lira?
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Yes, just a minute. It's for you.
Ooh, thanks. I hope you guys don't mind. I gave my publishers this number.
Our number is your number.
Hey, Emma, will you mind paying him?
Oh, sure. How much tip?
A dollar?
You want to live in New York or die in New York? I'll take care of it.
Hi. Bowen?
Hi. Yep, I can be reached right here.
I'll be right back. Good night, Ellie.
Night.
What about Betsy? Isn't she great?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean you guess? You don't like her?
Well, I don't know her.
You just spent a whole evening with her.
No, no. You spent a whole evening with her. I spent a whole evening with her luggage.
Oh. Well, it is kind of nutty getting all caught up and everything else, but I promise you, you're going to love her. This is not going to be another Cindy Spencer incident.
Who's Cindy Spencer?
Oh, come on. 10th grade.
Kate, I was 15 years old.
You were so jealous of our relationship, you didn't even talk to me.
That was 22 years ago. I've changed. My skin's cleared up. So is my possessiveness. I'm sure I'm going to love her.
Oh, I know you will. I promise you. Night.
Night. Honestly, Kate, how silly.
Remember Denmark?
Denmark's not that funny. Hello? No, I'm sorry. Betsy's not here. Who's calling? I'll tell her. Bye. Hello? No, I'm sorry. Betsy's not here. Who's calling? I'll tell her. Bye.
Hi, where's Betsy?
Hello? No, I'm sorry. Betsy's not here. Who's calling? I'll tell her. Bye.
What?
Just add your name to the bottom of the list.
Oh, gee, all of Betsy's friends must have found out that she's back in town.
Either that or she's writing our number on public walls.
What smells so good?
Rack of lamb.
Oh, what's the occasion?
Betsy's first dinner here.
Now,
would I have made rack of lamb for Cindy Spencer?
Who's Cindy Spencer?
Exactly.
Hi, roomies. Oh, this city is glorious, but the sidewalks were not made for Italian shoes. What smells so good?
Allie made a rack of lamb for your first dinner here.
Oh, no.
You're not a vegetarian, are you?
I promised I'd have dinner with my publishers.
Oh, well.
I feel awful.
Oh, no, no, I mean, it's no big thing. I'll save you a chop if the hordes don't ravage it.
No, it's worse than that.
What?
Well, there are three of them, all men. So I thought it would be a good idea to have a woman along, you know, to back up my view of a fashion magazine. So I asked them if Kate could come along.
Oh.
I was going to beg, threaten, and cajole you into coming.
Oh, but I can't because Allie made this incredible meal and I love rack of lamb.
I know. I could die.
Oh, I absolutely just can't.
Come on. It's no big thing. I'll sell some chops on the street corner.
You are so great. This woman is great.
Would she be my best friend if she wasn't?
Come on, guys. It's no big deal.
No, I mean it. I come into your house, I ruin your dinner, and I leave my stuff all around. I mean, look at this mess.
You're right. Get out.
Oh, come on. We're loose around here.
Well, I mean it. I'm going to get all this stuff out of your way after dinner.
We're late. Allie, you're great.
No, I love Rome. It's just so good to be back. There's no place like home. Yeah. I'm staying with Kate McArdle. Yeah, and her friend Allie, who is so great.
Yeah. Do me a favor.
What?
Will you not leave every section of the Times in a different place? Now, I know the Times is heavy, but I think you're strong enough to handle it.
Allie, I haven't even read the paper.
You're kidding.
Never mind.
I think I have to get off. Yeah. I'll talk to you later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Al, I can't read your handwriting. What's that?
Miss McGill.
Who's that?
She's from a real estate office.
My sublet. Hey, you guys. I'm going to pay you back for every one of these calls.
Will you stop?
Including the ones to Italy.
If you like.
Miss McGill, this is Betsy Carter. You're kidding. When? But I thought it was all settled. Yes,
But quickly, please.
What's the matter?
The guy that's supposed to sublet me his apartment got fired. So he's not moving out, and I'm out on the street.
Oh, please. You're not going to be out on the street.
Well, what am I going to do? Where am I going to... I'm going to go to a hotel.
You're not going to go to a hotel. You're going to stay right here with us until we find a place.
No, I can't do that.
What are old friends for?
Yeah, but Allie's not an old friend. It's just not fair to her.
Allie will decide what's fair to Allie, and Allie has already decided that you should stay here until you get a new apartment.
This woman is great.
Great.
Will you guys stop? I feel as though I'm at my own memorial service.
Are you absolutely sure?
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Oh, great. Then I'll just head to the airport and pick up the rest of my stuff. Ciao, guys.
Hi. How'd apartment hunting go?
I think I'll kill myself. At least I'll get a slab at the morgue.
Oh, you'll find something.
True. It's only been a few days, right?
A week.
I saw one place, but the kitchen was a mess.
Yeah, I know how you like a nice kitchen.
I mean, they didn't even have a microwave.
Boy, those ghettos.
Bedroom was okay, but the dressing room was ridiculous.
Dressing room?
And the terrace was so tiny. I don't know how they have the nerve to charge $450 a month for a place like that.
I'll take it.
Huh?
No, nothing. Go back to your music. Meanwhile, I'll find a place for the microwave. I wouldn't want you to rough it. I mean, no terrace, no stall shower, no dressing room. It's a good thing you've got a maid.
Oh, good. I was out of unmentionables.
It's not our laundry. It's Betsy's laundry.
Why are you doing Betsy's laundry?
Well, Betsy was doing her laundry until she had to go out, and she left her laundry in the washing machine, so before I could do our laundry, I had to do Betsy's laundry. Got it?
Oh, well, she won't be here much longer.
Oh, no, it's okay, really.
Oh, it can be a problem having a third wheel around.
It's no problem. Really, if it was a problem, I would tell you.
Promise?
Yes, I promise. Meanwhile, you're supposed to go out and get us bread and deli. We have an anniversary celebration, remember?
Okay, okay, I'm going. Allie, you know what you are? Great.
Yeah, I am. I am great. You know how I know I'm great? Because I have this great big notch in my stomach that is so great, and it's going to get even greater unless a certain somebody is out of here. And then, wait until you see me, boy. I'm going to be great.
Mom, I'm starving.
You too.
How about tuna, fish, and chips?
Okay. Just the edge for me.
Nothing a la carte.
Hi, Allie. I have to ask you a big favor. We have no place to have a meeting. Can I borrow your living room?
Mi casa suka.
Oh, thanks.
Mom, can I have tomato on mine?
You got it.
Now, what I'd like to do is something really different with the layout here. Oh, I'm famished. Al, do you have anything to snack on?
Tuna?
Perfect.
Me too.
You got it.
Thanks a lot. That woman is so great. What I thought we'd do is, like, start the article halfway down the page. Mm-hmm. Oh, Al, could I have a slice of onion on mine?
You got it.
Me too.
You got it.
Excuse me, but could I trouble you for some water?
No trouble.
With ice?
No trouble.
And lemon if you've got it.
You got it.
But now, wouldn't it be more interesting to do a drop out of the model and run the print around her?
Vogue did it last week.
Sorry, no lemon.
Well, do you have a lime?
Do I have a lime? Nothing for you.
No, thanks. Unless you have coffee.
Cream and sugar?
Just cream.
I'll take mine black.
Good for you.
Mom, I'm hungry.
Coming.
You know, actually, I haven't had lunch.
Oh, not to worry. One more sandwich, Al.
One more sandwich.
And I'll take coffee. Sugar, no cream.
Sugar, no cream.
And extra mayo on my sandwich.
Extra mayo on your sandwich.
Okay,
sit.
So what if Vogue did it? We could give it a try.
I'll tell her you called.
Why did you do that?
just a crazy whim.
That might have been important.
They'll call back.
It could have been for you.
Oh, I doubt that.
Al, you know I do get business calls here.
Who would know better than me?
It could have been about an apartment.
Oh, relax. The Taj Mahal's rented.
Okay, Allie, what do you need?
One water slice of lime, two coffees, sugar no cream, cream no sugar, seven tuna sandwiches, mayo, tomato, onion. I'll meet you at the bar across the street from the theater at 6. My shift is over.
Kids, why don't I bring you your sandwiches upstairs, okay?
All right, you guys, I think we better meet tomorrow.
So, what happened?
I don't know. I hope it was nothing I did.
What did you do?
Nothing. I mean, I adore Allie. She's great. Maybe she resents me.
Why would she resent you?
Well, there's a competitive kind of woman that resents a person in my position.
Oh, not Allie. Hello? Who's calling? It's Jeff Melnick.
Do me a favor. Tell him I'm out.
Hey, Jeff. Gee, I must have just missed her. Yeah, I'll tell you called.
Thanks. Well, you know her a lot better than I do, but I can't help picking up certain vibrations.
Oh, you don't know Allie. There's not an envious bone in her body. You know, there was this one time when we were kids.
Could you get it? I might not want to talk.
You might not want to talk. Hello? Who's calling?
Are you in for Marsha back yet?
Oh, yeah, I've been trying to get her for days. Marsh, hi. Yeah, finally. You're impossible to reach, and I hate your machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was one of those for me?
Sure. I'll just make another one.
Uh-huh. She's still seeing that lawyer?
Mm. Okay. Pew mayo, prego.
Prego.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been going on for quite a while. I kill for coffee.
Were you the one with cream and no sugar, or sugar and no cream?
Sugar.
Mm. One cup of coffee for Betsy and one middle for Allie.
White wine.
Thanks. What time is it?
6:30. Waiting for somebody?
Yeah, my friend's a little late.
Can I buy you a drink, or do I have to go to bed with you first? You're a Virgo, right? Haven't I met you someplace before?
Excuse me.
No, we haven't met someplace before. I'm not into sushi, and I don't have a sign.
Fine. Could you pass me the peanuts?
Pretzels?
May as well. And Betsy Carter's eating my hoagie sandwich.
Is that your friend?
No, my friend's friend, her best friend.
Well, you know how it is with best friends.
I used to, when I was her best friend. If only you knew how hard I tried not to be jealous, to make our home her home. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Because a bartender is the drinker's shrink. Go on. Start from the beginning.
Well, Kate and I met at the orthodontist. The only time she lifted a finger was to stick it in a phone. I am so sick of being Betsy Carter's lady-in-waiting.
Then why'd you do it?
Because she's Kate's friend.
Hey, so are you.
And I didn't want to be jealous.
You weren't.
I wasn't.
Come on, you bent over backwards for her. Where's the jealousy?
You're right. And it doesn't matter whether I was jealous of her or not. That's not the issue here. The issue is I don't like her.
Hey, neither do I.
And that's okay.
Where is it written you've got to like your friend's friends?
Right. What time is it?
7:10.
Great. The movie starts in 10 minutes.
You're going?
You bet I am. I've looked forward too long for this to have Betsy Carter ruin it. Kate or no Kate, I am going to have an anniversary celebration.
Have fun.
Thanks, George. I'll try.
Hi. Excuse me, have you seen a blonde lady wearing an apron and pearls?
Ah, you must be Kate. Margarita, right?
How'd you know?
They're an hour late. Allie already left. I trust Betsy's feelings are assuaged.
Forget the margarita. Who are you?
George Cromwell.
Kate McArdle.
I'll tell you something, Kate. If it was a choice between Betsy and Allie, I'd choose Allie hands down. And to hell with Cindy Spencer.
How long was Allie here?
Long enough to get hit on by a few of the locals and get stood up by you. No wonder she's got such a low self-esteem.
I didn't stand Allie up. I've been out there working my tail off for her.
Doing what?
Finding Betsy an apartment. She's over at the house packing now. She's going to move to a hotel until it's ready.
Tell Allie.
I will. Where is she?
She went to the movies about 15 minutes ago.
Thanks.
Oh, Kate, I'm proud of your loyalty.
You're good, but you're no hoagie.
Well, look who's here.
Yeah, look who's not.
Who?
Betsy.
I'm surprised you didn't bring her.
Too busy.
You're doing what, hiring a maid?
No, packing. She's moving out.
I suppose you think that was my fault.
No, it's my fault.
Why?
I'm the one that forced her to get an apartment and move out.
You did?
Yeah. You know, you never really know somebody until you live with them. Why didn't you tell me she was driving you crazy sooner?
Because you guys kept talking about how great I was. I just wanted to be great.
You are great. You don't have to prove it.
I am?
Yeah, you'd think you'd be my best friend if you weren't. Which one do you want? The one with more salami and less provolone, or the one with more ham and less Swiss?
Salami.
Swiss. Happy anniversary.
You too.
Hello? No, I'm sorry. Betsy's not staying here. You can reach her at the Hotel Devon. You're welcome.
Did I tell you about Betsy's apartment?
No, and don't. I still feel too guilty about forcing her out.
Oh, please, don't feel guilty. I love Betsy, but she's impossible to live with. I know that now.
No, no. If I were a nicer person, I would have done something. Hello? No, Betsy's not staying here anymore. You can reach her at the Hotel Devon. You're welcome.
Allie, you are a nice person. Don't start doing a number on yourself.
All right, tell me about Betsy's apartment.
Well, it's on the promenade in Brooklyn Heights, and it has this incredible view overlooking the city.
Really?
Yeah, it's got working fireplaces downstairs and upstairs in both bedrooms.
Both bedrooms?
And it's got a balcony and a garage.
A garage? She has her own garage?
Well, she'll need it. She's having her Mercedes shipped over from Rome.
She has a Mercedes?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, I don't feel so guilty. Hello? No, I'm sorry. Betsy's not living here anymore. You can reach her at the Barton Plaza Hotel.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. And things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.